You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced that they will be reviewing the greyhound racing industry following a report by SAFE. What were the findings in your report?
We didn't actually do the report, but it was following reports from, or rather the research that had been done previously in that review, that basically the industry have not followed those recommendations, and this is why the Minister has now said that he wants to take a closer look at the racing industry. Where the reports have been coming in is basically from groups like Grey 2K USA, the Greyhound Protection League, and our group SAFE, we are seeing high numbers of animals still being injured and dying due to greyhound racing.
Yeah, so the review is aiming to find out if the racing industry is actively trying to improve animal welfare or not. If this is the case and greyhound racing isn't banned, what would your response be?
Look, we would like to see greyhound racing banned immediately. It's a pretty archaic sport, forcing animals to run around a racetrack while people place bets on them. It's very clear that animals are being injured, they're dying. Already this year we've seen over 270 dogs that have been put at risk of injury and death because of it.
Do you think that conducting a review is enough of a response?
Look, I think it's very encouraging to see the government taking this step and doing this review. They're taking animal welfare seriously from this perspective because Grant Robinson is the Minister of Racing. It's positive. It's a positive step. But I think at the end of the day, you can't have dogs racing around a track and guarantee their health and well-being.
Yeah, so what is it about greyhound racing as a sport that is so detrimental to the welfare of the animals involved?
Well, these dogs are racing at speeds of up to 70 kilometres an hour. So that's really, really fast. And of course, they sustain all sorts of injuries, from minor injuries, so open wounds, onto broken legs and ankles, and that's the leading cause of euthanasia, which is pretty tragic when you think that people are just placing bets on these animals and causing these, indirectly causing these types of injuries.
So while I've got you here, I do want to follow up on this topic of live exports, which we talked about a few weeks ago. Some good progress has been made since then, with the government announcing that live cattle exports will be banned. What's your response to that announcement?
Well, once again, we were very encouraged. However, we know that that's going to take up to 2 years, and there's going to be an awful lot of animals that suffer during that two-year period. So we are calling for an immediate ban. On the Sunday show last night, TVNZ Sunday show, there were a lot of horrific issues that were revealed on board those ships going to China. So that's enough, certainly, for us to say we need to make this ban immediate. And we'd also like to see the live export of other animals by air banned as well.
The two-year transitional period is said to allow farmers and exporters to adapt. Do you feel that 2 years is an appropriate amount of time, or is it excessive?
Look, I can understand the Minister talking about a phase-out period. However, during that phase-out period, these animals are going to be suffering. So what we're seeing here now is that profit has been put over animal welfare. We are serious in New Zealand about animal welfare. We need to put a stop to it. Two more years could mean that hundreds of thousands of animals are going to suffer during that phase-out period. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, so how long do you realistically think it should take for the industry to adapt to this sort of change?
Look, the industry has had time. There's been a lot of opposition to live export for a very, very long time. So if we're talking about giving them a chance to adapt now, I think that's coming a little bit late. They should have seen the warning signs. There's been huge opposition. There's been you know, issues at sea where we've had a boat sink, we've had other breakdowns at sea. All these things are putting animals at risk, and so that's made the voices of opponents grow louder. If they weren't seeing it coming, you know, then that's to their detriment. They need to be watching the signs and the mood of the nation to also think about how they're going to be running their business in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.